What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back. We have a very cool episode today. It is a talk that I gave back in the day called Meaning is the New Money. I loved that title then, and I love it now. It is a very applicable topic today. A lot of folks are walking around wanting to manifest their dream job, wanting to have more purpose in their existing career, really lacking that feeling of inspiration in the work that they do. In this talk, you will learn how to release anything that's blocking you from the belief that you can't have this, the blocks that are keeping you stuck or playing small or unsatisfied in your career in any way, shape, or form. In the talk, I reveal the four steps to fearlessly pursuing your passion and how you can turn it into your profession and get paid doing work that you love. In this episode, you're going to learn how to vibrate with a frequency of abundance. And when we start to feel abundant and believe in our abundance, that's when we become a magnet for it. This episode is going to teach you really beautiful, high vibe ways to create more purpose in your current work, whatever that might be. So whether you're unemployed or whether you're working at a company or you're an entrepreneur, the purpose that you find in the work that you're doing now is going to elevate the next position that you enter into or the current existing situation that you're in. I'm also going to teach you the question that you must ask yourself if you want to attract a career that inspires you. So after listening to this, I am going to guarantee that you're going to feel a lot of shifts, a lot of faith in a new way of perceiving your career. This is a big jumpstart in shifting your energy around the work that you do and stepping into a more purpose-driven career. Get psyched for this episode, my friend. Just share it with your friends because I know so many people need it right now. Enjoy. We're going to really begin to engage in a conversation of the fact that we can be abundant, we can have a lot of money, we can be really supporting ourselves financially and do really important work. And if we don't accept that, then we are not supporting ourselves and we are not supporting the economy. And I'm really proud of all of you for showing up because there was something inside of you that said, I want that. There was something inside of you that said, maybe I'm not completely fulfilled today. Maybe I don't feel like I am being as socially responsible as I can be. Or maybe I am not making as much money as I would like to be with my socially responsible work. That's a big one. I hear that a lot. Or maybe there's something inside of me that feels like there is a much greater purpose that I am not fulfilling.
And so I want you all to get really honest with yourselves right now with why you showed up tonight. What was it inside of you? What was that little voice inside of you saying, I'm ready to really take this to the next level, or I'm not really feeling complete? So let's get real honest, right? Maybe you're doing that socially responsible work that you love, but you're not making enough cash. I hear that all the time. People saying, well, I'm doing good work. I'll take what I can get. We are going to reverse that dialogue tonight. And as we all know, this is a very crucial time and every being counts. The energy of every single person in this room, every single person counts. It can absolutely affect what is going on with our economy today if more people begin to vibrate with a frequency of faithfulness, abundance, and social responsibility. If we don't take that seriously and we walk around with the attitude of, I can't, I can't, I can't, poor me, poor me, poor me, there isn't enough. She has that, so I can't have that. He's got that job, I can't have that job. A lack mentality, a me mentality. We cut off the capacity to expand. We cut off our capacity to support the environment, to support the world that we're living in, to support the economy. And we are energetically polluting the planet when we show up with that negativity. Do you guys see how serious that is? So you didn't realize it, but you are here to be cracked open and to get to work. So you all are hired. You have a new job, which is to work on yourselves to begin to create these changes. And for me, in my own life, I began my career in 2001 representing nightclubs. I owned a PR business from 2001 to 2005, and I was representing nightclubs in New York City. And though I was very, very good at pitching and really good at selling and really good at bringing a new business and had a decent time doing this, there was always a voice within me saying, there's something more. There's something more. There's something more. And at the time, I started a nonprofit organization with a friend called the Women's Entrepreneurial Network. And it was just sort of one of those things, let's throw it against the wall, see what sticks. Our first event, 350 women came. And they came to talk about how they could help each other further their endeavors. And they came to create community. And they came to open their hearts. And they came to make connections. And in that one night, I had a real hit. It said, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be bringing people together. I'm supposed to be cracking people open. I'm supposed to be holding space for people to create community, to have support. I'm not supposed to necessarily be in this career of being a publicist for nightclubs. And it took about 5 years to really own that and step into that new career and make that transition. And those transitions are not always flawless, but they occur. Once you really get that hit and you really become unapologetic about what it is that you're here to do, an invisible force surrounds you. A powerful force within you takes over and something happens without you even realizing it. And I was interviewed a week ago and someone said, wow, you've had a lot of successes. You're 32, you have 3 published books, you have this lecture series, you've got a lot going on. And I looked at her and she said, how did you get there? And I said, I don't remember. I said, it's as if as I've been awake in a dream, just saying yes. And that's what happens when we are living in our purpose, when we are following our passion, when we are being of service to others, when we are mindful of how our work is of service to everyone around us, and really unapologetic about what we need for ourselves. When we get into that space energetically, that place of being unapologetic about what it is that we desire, unapologetic about how much money we want to make, unapologetic about how great we can be, miracles occur naturally. Doors open wide. Partners show up. Money appears. Miracles occur when you have faith that you can receive. And so a big part of the dialogue tonight is how you can begin to shift that internal conversation. This is for every single person in this room, whether you have a job, whether you're unemployed, whether you're an entrepreneur, this is your conversation. Each of us has the capacity to access passion within us. We all have the capacity to live in our highest purpose. We all have the capacity to receive everything we need. We all have the capacity to live in that way that I was describing, where you say, I don't remember how this happened, but it just did. But what happens is that all of those limiting beliefs, all of our fears, all of the disbelief that we are holding, blocks us from receiving the guidance to move forward. It blocks us from believing that we can. It blocks us from asking for that raise. It blocks us from saying, I'm going to make that move. It keeps us small. It keeps us stuck. It keeps us scared. And it keeps us from really living in our highest truth. So once again, I want you to ask yourselves, in what ways am I blocking myself through the belief systems that I am choosing to believe in? Are you saying I can't? Are you saying there's not enough? Are you saying it's a bad economy, so there's no way? Are you saying that I can't get paid for doing good? That's a big one. I have many people in my group coaching and in my lectures just get up and ask questions, and they'll often say exactly what I said earlier. I feel like I'm doing good, so I should just get paid exactly what I need. I'll take what I can get. If you say I will take what I can get, then you will only get what is given to you. If you start saying, I want to receive more, I believe I can receive more, then creative opportunities will open up for you to begin to receive more. Now, this isn't just about saying affirmations and meditating and sitting on our butt and waiting for the money to come in. This is about taking spiritually aligned action, inspired action. And so the work right now is to start to release all that's blocking us from that place within us that is there to say yes, that is there to hear that creative voice. That voice that says, okay, well, I'm making money this way, but there actually is a really unique offering that I have. And there is a way to make money with that unique offering. I'm going to go take action. I'm going to go create a web page. I have a friend in the room who has a job as a lawyer. And then she also got this hit recently to become more spiritually inclined. And she put herself on a real beautiful spiritual journey and is now working on a blog, working on a film, and documenting her spiritual path. She's a lawyer documenting her spiritual path. So it doesn't look normal, right? But when you're following your passion, it doesn't always look normal. In fact, it looks a little bit crazy. But that's exactly how it is supposed to be. It is supposed to be a fierce passion within you that's saying, I don't care that I'm a lawyer. I'm going to follow my spiritual belief system and make a creative film about it, blog about it, and make something powerful happen. And so it's about saying yes and showing up.
I want to take a quick ad break for a sponsor that has a product that I have been using for 4 years, way before this podcast even existed. I can swear by this and show you my receipts. It's Nutrafol. Here's the deal. Nutrafol is a product that helps with your hair growth. And 4 years ago, after birthing my beautiful son, I was so happy to have this baby in my arms, but I was blessed with all the hormonal changes that happen to women after they have children. And boom, my hair started falling out. And I heard from my hairdresser that there was a product called Nutrafol. This product, I swear to God, you guys, knocked me out of the park. You've probably heard about it. It is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. It's clinically shown to improve that your hair thickens and it shows visible scalp coverage. And Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning hair. Nutrafol is a simple addition to your daily routine, just 4 pills a day, and you'll begin to really experience that thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. 3,000 plus top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol, including me, a woman who really cares about her hair. So you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code Gabby to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it is only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Gabby. A lot of the guests that come on the show ask these Dear Gabby questions about their careers. And so many of them are budding entrepreneurs. And I love giving guidance because I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. I started my first business at 20. And I want to give all of the spiritual and self-help advice, but I also want to give you guys the practical advice. Whether your thing is selling vintage teas or recipes for ghee, you can start selling with Shopify and feel super duper supported. So Shopify makes it really simple to sell anywhere. And you can even sign up for a free trial right now at shopify.com/Gabby, all lowercase, and you can see for yourself how well this works. Shopify has all the sales channels that are totally necessary to keep your business growing and flowing. from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform. Even social media platforms like TikTok and Facebook and Instagram are completely working with this system. Isn't that amazing? And my favorite part is that they make marketing really simple. Shopify removes the guesswork that I had 17 years ago when I was first starting my business. And I was like, how do I do this? How do I sell these products? And I was just like, you know, using whatever I could scrap together. So now in this new day and age, and you're listening and you're thinking, oh, I want to start my own business, please, this is your sign. Do not waste a moment. When you're ready to launch your business into the spotlight, do it with Shopify. You can sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/Gabby, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Gabby to start selling online today. Shopify.com/Gabby.
And so I want to give you a few key principles of how we can start to ignite more passion in our lives and start releasing the blocks to the presence of that passion within us so that we can all begin to get into the pattern of making our socially responsible careers more abundant. I see people shaking their heads. Are you guys ready for this? Yes. I see people going, yes, yes, yes. Okay. So the first one is to be moved by your mission. I don't remember how I got here. It just feels like yesterday that I was representing nightclubs in some dirty lounge. And now I'm in a really hot dress on stage with you guys. And I don't remember how I got here. I just kept saying yes. And there was this fiery voice within me. The voice that said to me that day when I threw that party for the Women's Entrepreneurial Network, totally pro bono, just got 350 women together, got on the microphone. I had something to say. I had no idea what it was, but I said something. A voice spoke through me, and I went home that night and I said, I've never felt more fulfilled. I've never felt more passionate. I've never felt more confident. That is what I need to be doing. And I listened to that voice, and I followed that voice one day at a time. And I remember sitting at my desk, and I think my business partner from that time when I had that PR business might be here tonight. And if she is, we will shout her out. And I remember being at my desk, running my PR business, and saying to myself with my hand in my head, I wish all I did was run something like the Women's Entrepreneurial Network. And I remember that moment. It was just this silent prayer. I want that. And I was so moved by that message of helping women ignite their highest truth, helping women come together to further their endeavors and helping women live in their truth. Now it's men, women, babies, everybody. I'm just cracking y'all open. But it started with the women, okay? And that's what happens. We start with a core adopter and then we move and it becomes your husbands and your boyfriends and your babies. Bring them in, okay? And so that's the first thing, is just to be so moved by your mission and to trust and to know that if you are really moved by the work that you want to be doing, you can really trust and know that that movement within you will help you create a movement outside of you. And that's what we really need to tap into, is tapping into the movement within us. Whether that comes through meditation, whether that comes through visualization, whether that comes through writing exercises, and most importantly, it comes through action. So there are people in this room that maybe want to have a web business and they have a really, really powerful blog. And that blog begins to get a lot of traffic. And soon that blog becomes so powerful that it can have ad sales on that blog. And now this blog all of a sudden is a business. And this is what happens when you just love infusing your movement within into your movement outside of you. And so each of us has the capacity to do this first and foremost by just being moved by what we're doing. So if you have something that you're not getting paid for right now, but you really want to create a movement with it, make sure you are being moved by it every day. That means you are actually doing it. You're not sitting there with the paint supplies in the corner saying, I want to be a painter, I can't be. You're actually painting every day. Most recently, something happened. I'm so moved by sharing this content that for the past 3.5 years, I have been vlogging regularly. I am so moved by my Monday vlogs. And I have been vlogging for a few years now, and it has been such a big part of my life. Doesn't matter what country I'm in, doesn't matter what book tour I'm on, that Monday vlog will come out on time for all of you. I put so much love and passion into that vlog. I taught myself how to do iMovie. I started editing these things. It didn't matter if it looked perfect. It was me. It was authentic. It was my truth. I could speak extemporaneously, and my truth would come forward, and it was really helping people. One day at a time, you just show up and you follow your passion. Last week, I announced that I've been chosen as one of 16 people to be the YouTube Next video bloggers. They've given me, yes, let's clap for this. This is so exciting. I'm like, clap for me, but seriously. This is how you become when you're living in your purpose, is you become unapologetic about taking praise because you believe I'm doing good work and it must be rewarded, it must be supported, and I deserve those claps. Thank you. So what's happened now is that my passion became my purpose, has now become my profession. And this has just been a natural evolution because I loved what I was doing. I didn't say, oh, I'm not an editor, I can't do iMovie. I didn't say, oh, it doesn't look perfect, so I can't put it up. I didn't say, I don't like the lighting, so I got to take it down. I just said, F it, let's go, and I put it up. And I continued to do that one day at a time. And now I have been given $5,000 worth of video equipment, $10,000 worth of publicity on YouTube, and 2 months of training with YouTube. So this is what happens when you are following your passion and you allow it to become your purpose, and inevitably it will become your profession because the universe will support your good work. Your good work will be supported. And if that good work is to have a greater message, and if it is to get out into the world in a bigger way, and if it is to be abundant for you, it will be supported. And you just have to show up. You have to do the good work. So that's the first one. Be moved by your message. Make sure you are showing up for that work. Make sure you're actually letting that movement within you move through you and not just sitting back saying, well, let's see what happens, right? Or not just sitting back and saying, I can't because somebody else did. Or I can't because it's too hard. Or I can't because it's a recession. Or I can't because I don't know how to edit a movie. Or I can't because I don't know how to use a video camera. So that's number one. Okay. The next one is to focus on the we rather than focus on the me. We all have in every moment the opportunity to create a revolution in our own life by focusing on the we rather than focusing on the me. And this revolutionary change can occur in your cubicle. This revolutionary change can occur on your Twitter feed. This revolutionary change can occur in the boardroom just because you forgive your boss. And what happens when we start focusing on the we is that's when that invisible force begins to take over and all of a sudden the people show up and all of a sudden YouTube is rewarding you and all of a sudden you get this next right action or the door opens wide or whatever it is that you need will show up when you are focused on the we rather than focused on the me. Focusing on yourself is beautiful in the sense of being unapologetic about what you want and what you need. But when you're talking about your work, let's focus on how we can be of high service to the world. And that can be for a publicist, that can be for a fashion designer, that can be for the bank teller, that can be for the banker, that can be for the entrepreneur, the magazine, wherever you are, you have the capacity to focus on the greater we rather than the me. And when you get into that mentality, your energy begins to lift, you feel better, you create an interconnectedness between the people that you work with, people want to work with you. All of a sudden, people want to reward what you're doing. People want to tweet about what you're doing. And the word begins to spread. Okay. And as Seth Godin says, ideas that spread win. So when you're focused on the energy of the we, your words will be spread. They will be carried. They will be supported. I hope you're loving this bonus episode. It's so relevant right now. It's so, so relevant. And one of my favorite things in the world to do is to give a live talk. I really believe that is my art. Live events, live speaking engagements. It's my art. That's my art. And for the very first time, I am bringing this podcast to a live event. Me live on stage hosting Dear Gabby. Dear Gabby live. You guys will be able to come up on the stage. I can Dear Gabby you IRL. It is live in New York City on December 14th at Town Hall. Here's what you can expect from this event. It's going to be a powerful 30-minute talk on how to effortlessly manifest. Then I'm going to do live audience Dear Gabby Q&As. Obviously, you know, they're totally unscripted, real-time coaching, me and you live in the room. And you also get guided meditations in the room so you can experience a lot of shifts right then and there. I am so pumped about this, and the tickets are going very, very, very fast. So if you think you want to attend, go snag your spot now. Head over to deargabby.com/NYC to secure your spot. That's deargabby.com/NYC to join me for Dear Gabby Live. This is the first ever live podcast experience. Head over there, deargabby.com/NYC. I'm really excited to
talk today about a vehicle that's really delivering on safety, luxury, and that's the Lexus RX. It is the best-selling luxury crossover of all time and the best-selling luxury vehicle every year since it was first introduced. But Lexus has never mistaken being ahead with being at the finish line. So they've reimagined every aspect of the RX. The thoroughly redesigned 2023 RX features heart-pounding design, intelligent technology, and courageous performance. Model year 2023 RX has a ton of new features that allow you and your car to work together, like it includes the first ever 500 HF Sport Performance Hybrid that ups the ante on RX performance. I'm often driving also in New York City, which is where I live part-time, and when Ollie's in the back of the seat listening to Gaga and there's people crossing the street, it's terrifying. So this is something that's really important, and I think it's one of the best qualities of this car, is their pre-collision system that can slow the car down when it detects a pedestrian in its path. It is an amazing safety feature that can feel more at ease when you're driving. So not to mention that the car is gorgeous, it's stunning, and just like the RX, its drivers are people who don't rest on their laurels and are always striving to up their game. The Lexus RX is the perfect vehicle for people who want to venture beyond the expected route and never lose their edge. Never lose your edge with the all-new Lexus RX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
The next step here to unleashing our passion is to take that inspired action. So if we're feeling as though we are living in spirit, in inspired action, we feel once again energized. We feel excited. We feel fulfilled. People often ask me, well, you know, I want to get things done, but I feel like I don't have time, or I feel like I don't have the resources, or I feel like I just can't, you know, I can't make it happen. And what happens is when we tap into that place of inspiration and we focus on, okay, I love this because it is so impactful. I'm inspired by this work because it's something that has changed my own life. That's a big one. Or I'm inspired because I see how this work is changing the lives of others. Then we take inspired action. So we wake up in that morning and our inspired voice, as many of you know, I call it your ing, your inner guidance system, speaks very loudly and says, call that editor and pitch yourself to the New York Times. Or that voice that says, go and make that blog now. Or that voice that says, tweet this now. I often tell people that I don't tweet something unless my inner guide has told me to tweet it. And my inner guide is very loud and talks a lot, so obviously I tweet a lot. But I don't tweet unless my inspiration is telling me what to tweet. There is energy in every tweet. There's energy in every Facebook post. There's energy in every word you say. There's energy in every thought you think. So you have to become more mindful of what it is that you are putting out and ask yourself on a moment-to-moment basis, am I taking inspired action? And in those moments where you feel yourself not connected to your energy, if you feel yourself feeling like I'm doing this because I want to get something rather than give something, if you feel yourself saying I'm doing this because somebody told me to and I don't want to, tap into that place that is inspired by what it is that you're doing and take that inspiration and lead that inspiration through what it is that you need to do. And then when you come to that place of not knowing what to do, take a moment to tune in. Ask yourself gently, what is it that I'm here to do? How can I be of service? What am I excited about? And then listen. Listen in stillness, because a still mind will receive the guidance that you need. So sit in 5 minutes of stillness, 2 minutes of stillness. When we still our minds, that inspired voice can come through us and we can awaken that presence that says, take that next right action. And when people ask me, how'd you get there? I say, I don't remember, but I can say simply, lots of little right actions. Lots of little inspired right actions got me here. It wasn't just one thing overnight. One day at a time, I was inspired. And it's important to also recognize that when we listen to that voice of inspiration, we're called to do great things. There was a point in my career when I was really just receiving so many emails and so many messages from women saying, I need your help. I want your support. I need your help. I need your help. And I kept thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get carpal tunnel just trying to respond to everybody. This is too intense. And I felt like I was really bleeding too much of my own energy. So I took that moment to sit in stillness and I listened to my inner guidance system and my ing said, get online. And that was the last step here, which is make sure you're focused on community. We can't do anything these days without a community. We can't do anything without a Facebook community, without a Twitter community, without a community like this. So we have to begin to start to focus on how we can create community around the messages that we're here to share. So if you're here tonight, ready to create a powerful message that's going to be of purpose and it's going to be fulfilling and it's going to serve the masses, start to wake up to how you can create a community conversation around that dialogue. Whether it's your vocation today or not, begin the conversation. Thank you very much.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.